Misachta Shabbos, Perik Aleph, is learned Leilu Nishmas Torelke Vasrib Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Acharin Shel Pesach Ha'alofim Tavshin Ayin. The Mishnayis is learned to benefit her soul in B'toich Shnas Avelos, within the year of mourning, Tehei Nishmoso Tzruro B'Tzroir HaChayim. Mishnah Aleph and Perik Aleph, Misachta Shabbos. Yitziyos HaShabbos, those carrying outs that take place, that one does on Shabbos, that includes taking out from the private domain, which is the Rishus HaYochid, to the Rishus HaRabim, and also the bringing in from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. So the Mishnah says this Yitziyos HaShabbos, these carrying from one domain to the other domain on Shabbos, are shtayim. Two of them are directly from the Torah, that the Torah prohibits to do two of them. So two are asur, two are prohibited from the Torah, and therefore the penalties will be as the penalties you get for violating a prohibition of the Torah. Shehein arba, which become four, that is that the sages added an additional two, those are prohibited, that you are not permitted to do so, but if you did do so, they do not carry the penalties that one would get for violating and transgressing the prohibition of the Torah. So it's shtayim, it's tushe, and arba, that are four, bifnim. Bifnim, that means for the person who is standing inside. In the example of the Mishnah, it's the owner who is in his domain. So there's two that are four for the one that stands inside. And there's additional shtayim shein arba v'chutz. There's another two that are prohibited from the Torah, shein arba, which become four, additional two from the sages for v'chutz, for the one that is outside. So the Mishnah explains, keitzad, how so? Ha'oni oimed v'chutz, the poor person stands on the outside, ubal habayis, and the owner, he is the one bifnim, he is the one that is in the inside. So the poor person is in the rishus harabim, in the public domain, and the owner is on the inside, in the private domain. So if poshat ha'oni es yodei, if the poor person stretches his hand lifnim to the inside, v'nosan l'toich yodei shel bal habayis, and he puts into the hand of the owner who's on the inside, he puts the basket in his hands, or the poor person who's on the outside takes from the hand of the bal habayis, say food or the basket, and he takes it out to the outside. So ha'oni chayiv, the poor person, the one who's bachutz, would be liable in either of these cases. In one case, for the first case, for bringing in, and the second case, for taking out. Ubal habayis potter, and the owner, he would be exempt because he did not really carry anything. It was just put into his hands and taken from his hand. The other way around is poshat bal habayis yesyodei luchutz, if the owner who's standing on the inside, he stretches his hand to the outside, v'nosl techyode shaloni, and he places into the hands of the oni the basket or the loaf of bread, oishenotal mitoicha, or he takes from the basket from the poor person's hand, v'hichnis, and he brings it inside to the rishus hayochid. So in this case, balabais chayiv, the owner would be liable for the chatos and b'shegig and for misa b'mezid and the kodes. So the owner would be chayiv because he does the melacha, either he takes it from the either putting it in the hand of the oni that's taking it from the rishus hayochid to rishus rabim, or taking it from the hand of the rishus from the oni, then he's bringing it from the rishus rabim to the rishus hayochid. So the owner is chayiv, and the oni is potter because he did not really do anything, he was just taken from him and it was put in his hand. Poshat ha'oni yesyodei lifnim, if the poor person stretches his hand inside, v'notal bal habayis mitoicha, and then the owner takes from his hand, Oy or Shinosan Latoicha, or the Balabais places in the outstretched hand that the poor person put into the Shusiyochid, the Balabais places something into that outstretched hand, Vahitzi, and then the poor person takes out the object. Shneihem Peturim, they would both be Pater, because they both participated. But in this case, there is one for the owner and Midrabanan, and there is one for the poor person, Midrabanan, because they both participated. The same thing is in the reverse case. If Pashat Balabayis is Yodei Lechutz, if the owner stretches his hand to the outside, V'notal Ha'oni Metoichoi, and the poor person takes from it. In this case, they're also both participating. Or the poor person puts it into the hand of the Balabais, V'ichmis, and the owner brings it in. Shnei and Peturim, they'll both be Potter. This is another two cases with Rabbanon, which although they're Potter, but they're Osir. We'll see now in the Bartanur. Yitzias HaShabbos, the carrying out of Shabbos. It says the Bartanura, that means Hoitzois, those are carrying out Shemir Shus L'Shus, that are from one domain to the other domain, Ha'amuris Eitzel Shabbos, which are said with regards to Shabbos. This Yitzias carrying out from domain to domain, is as the Bartanura, V'achnosis Nami Kokoni Yitzias, the bringing in, meaning from the Rishus Rabbi to Rishus Yochid, are also referred to, are called here as Yitzias. Because Hoylumaitzim Rishus L'Shus, you're still taking out from one domain to the other domain, even though it is also known as Achnosim, bringing in, but it's also taken out, you're still taking it out from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid when you're bringing it into the Rishus HaYochid. Behind the Katoni Yitzis, the reason why it's written here, the word Yitzis, V'leitoni Hoitzois, because Hoitzois would mean, Yitzis would more understand of carrying out, as opposed to Hoitzois, those are the Lishna de Kron Nokat, because he mentions the language, he uses the language of the verse, the Ksiv, it says Shmeis Design, Al Yetze Ish Mimkoime, no man should go out from his place. Umeneidar Shimon Hitzoy, and from that verse we expound about carrying. Al Yetze, he shouldn't go out, Ish Imakeli. It says, oh, the man should go out, that means with the vessel, Shebiyode, with his vessel that's in hand, Lilkat Hamon, to collect the mon. So that's why it says Loshin of Yitzia. Shtayim Shein Arba. These are two, so the carries are two of the four. What does it mean, two that are four? Shtayim Min HaToyra. Two of them are prohibited from the Torah, which is Hoitzoa Vachnosa, to take out from the Rishus Yochid to the Rishus Rabim, or Vachnosa, to bring in the Rishus Rabim to the Rishus Yochid. So there's two of them, the Baal Habayis, that would apply to the Baal Habayis, Ha'imid Bifnim, to the one who's standing inside, Birshus HaYochid, in the private domain. So that's Bifnim, Shtayim Bifnim. Baal Shtayim Eilu, and for these two, the reason they're a category of two, for these two, is Chayiv, he's liable, Al Shikigosei, if he did it by accident, didn't know it was Shabbos, or he didn't know that it's prohibited to carry on Shabbos, he would be Chayiv HaChatos, and a mistake, he would be liable, a sin offering. Baal Zidoinei, and if he does it intentional, Koris, he would get cut off. Baal HaHasra Osei, and if he was warned, on top of doing it intentional, but he was also warned, then he would get skila, he would get stoned for it. Kimei b'chol shar melochas shel Shabbos, just as with all other work that a person violates the Shabbos, that works in Shabbos, that he gets skila. So these are two that you get, chatos, kores, and skila, depending on how you did the sin. Shehein dalet, but there are four, which means b'divreihem hoisifu shtayim, from the words of the sages, they added the additional two, lesser lachatchila, to prohibit, to begin with, in other words, that one is not permitted to do, so heichisha melocha nasis al yidei shnayim, where the work is being done through two. Ze oiker veze maniach, one does the picking up, and one does the placing down. The shnayim sha'asu ha'pturim, so from the Torah's perspective, two people that do are exempt. Shenemar. So the pasuk says Vayikra Dalet, when it talks about bringing the korban chatos, it says Ba'asoyso achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem. When it does, when a person does one of the commands of Hashem, who said that what Hashem commands us not to do? The pasuk continues, which we learn because it says that you have to do the whole thing, the whole malacha, in order to be liable for the chatas, but not one who does part. And likewise in all work that one does on Shabbos, we say yochid sha'aso chayiv, an individual who does it would be liable. Shnayim sha'as uha peturim, but two people that do a malacha would be exempt. So you have two that are four for the inside, ushtayim shein arba b'chutz, and two that are four for the person standing outside. Shtayim min ha'toira, two of them again for the, are from the Torah for the one who stands outside, which is haytzah v'achnasa lo'ani, the carrying out and the bringing in for the person, or the poor person ha'emet b'chutz, the one who's standing outside b'rshus harabim in the public domain. Shehin arba, which ends up being four, that midivrei mesifu shtayim, they added additional two, laser lachatchila, to prohibit, to begin with, when one does the lifting up and the other one does the placing down. So that's considered a combined job. The Mishnah explains, it says, Bartanura, posh da'oni es yodei, if the poor person stretches his hand, ubetoichon in his hand, kupa, he has a bucket, a hasal, or he has a basket, shemakabel by kikres mi balabais, in which he receives the loaves of the balabais. Ulahochi nokat by tzob loshen oni v'oshir, and therefore he uses for the following reason, he uses the haitzah in the language of a poor person, a rich person. Because by the way, he's also teaching you the mitzvah above aveira asura, that a mitzvah that comes through a sin is prohibited, v'chayav malah, you'll be liable. So if he stretches his hand inside the poor person, and he places it into the hand of the owner, so he has done the uplifting it from the Rishus Rabbi, and he places it in the Rishus Yachid, or he takes from the hand of the balabais and it carries out a chayfetz v'niach b'rishus harabim, and he places it in the public domain. David akira v'hanocha, so in that case he makes the picked it up and he also placing it. Ha'oni chayiv, then the poor person would be liable. She'osu melocha shleima, because he did a complete job. V'harishtai min ha'toira, this would be, you have now the two of the Torah, lo'imit b'chutz, for the one that stands outside. Although there is a requirement that when you lift something up to be an akira, it has to be from a place that is four tvachim by four tvachim, and also has to be placed in an area that is four by four. Vileka, and we don't have it over here. The yad on you balabai is the hand of the poor person and the hand of the balabais. Ain b'mokum shiyu dal the dal. There isn't a place there to be four by four. Amirin and Gemara. The Gemara says the yad shalom chashuva kedal the dal. That the hand of a person is important as a place of dal the dal. Kivin shasu yasu laniach ba. Since the hand is made to place in it, the little men and take from her chafetzim objects. But if you look at the lemar, even they're much larger. So therefore, a hand can hold larger places, even though it's smaller, it's still considered like a mokum dal dal, it qualifies for a kidan anach. Ubalabai is potter, and the balabais would be exempt in the case where he took it from the balabai and placed it. So he says, potter umutur gomur. It means he's exempt, but not only is he exempt, but it's not even prohibited. It's completely permissible. The lamidi of it, he didn't do anything. The other way around, if poshat balabai is, he stretches out and puts it in the hand of the oni, or he takes it from the hand of the oni, his balabai is chayiv, the owner will be chayiv, harishtayim and atoyrelem would be freem, so now you have two from the Torah for the one who stands inside. What happens if poshat or oni, that if the poor person stretches out his hands and to the inside, and the owner takes from it, the oni akirim rishus harabim, so in that case, when the oni picked it up from the rishus harabim, he made the he started off the Akira, the movement from the Rishus Rabbim. And then the owner takes from the hand of the poor person and places it in the side. And then the owner makes the places it in the private domain. Or the Baal Abayis places it into the hand of the Oni, the Ovid Le Baal Abayis, Akira Mishus HaYochid. The Baal Abayis has done the Akira from the private place. Vahoytzi HaOni, and the Oni took it out. Vinich Mishus HaRabim, and placed it in Mishus HaRabim. So then Shnei Peturim, they'll both be exempt. Shalai also Shumechad Meh Melocha Shleimo. None of them have done a complete Melocha. Avla Surim Lassis came, but they're not allowed to do so. Because each one of them may come to do a complete job on Shabbos. So this would be two from the Rabbanan. One for the case of the Oni in the outside, and one for the owner inside. The case where the Oni brings it in, that would be his, and the case where the Baal HaBayis puts in the hand of Oni, that would be for the Baal HaBayis. The reason why we don't count are two for each one. Akira la oni va akira la baal habayis, anocha la oni va anocha la baal habayis. We should take two akiras and two anochas, because in each case there are two participants, and these two cases, in the first two cases, and then the second two cases, you have a total of four. But here we only give two. So why don't we say Akira la Oni v'Akira la Baal HaBayis, and Anocha for the Oni and Anocha for the Baal HaBayis. So Lechoshev el Akiras, because he only calculates here the Akiras. So in this case it's the one Akira for the Oni, one Akira for the Baal HaBayis, but the Baal HaBayis or the Oni put it down don't count. She'en Tchilas HaMelocha, because they're the beginning of the job. V'Yikla Mechashem Yigmarenu, and we worry that you might finish it. Avla Anochas She'em Seif HaMelocha, but putting it down, which is the end of the job, like Choshev is not counting it. And that's how you get the two that are four. Next Mishnah. Layeshev Odom Lifnei Asapar Samoch LeMincha. That a person should not sit in front of a barber close to Mincha. This is talking about even during the weekday. But because he wants to teach you later on about the tailor not going out with his needle, he might forget, which is similar to the barber, he mentions it here. We'll see in the Bartanura. So a person should not sit in front of the barber close to Mincha, Achi Yispalel, until he davens first Mincha. Leikonis Odom Lemerchatz, a person should not go to the bathhouse, Veloy Lebursiki, and not to the tannery where they work leather over there, Veloy Lechel, and also not to eat, Veloy Ledin, and not to start a case of judgment. Until he davens mincha, v'im ischilu, and if they already began, ein mafsikin. So we don't have to interrupt. Mafsikin likros krishma, you interrupt to read the shema. V'im mafsikin litfilu, but we don't interrupt to do the shema nesra. We'll see in the Bartanura now. Says the Bartanura, liyeshev odom lifnei asapor, person should not sit in front of the barber. V'afilu b'choil, even during the weekday. Because he wants to teach us later on that this tailor should not go out with his needle, etc. That he might forget, and he's going to take it out. The Dominic Zeta, that's similar to the decree, to the worried, to the decree that a person should not sit down in front of the barber when it's close to Mincha, Shem or Yishkach, because he might forget, v'lo yispalel and not daven, mishum hachi tonu luhach. That's why he teaches that to us over here. V'aydi dezutrin milayu, since these words are short, posi v'tonu luberesha, he rules and he learns it in the beginning. V'odu mefarish mili de Shabbos umayrach b'm. Later on, after quickly telling you these halachas, he will explain the laws of Shabbos and he will prolong with them. So a person should not sit by the barber, samuch lemincha. Samuch lemincha means close to mincha, mincha gedoyla. That means close to mincha, the early mincha, the large mincha, which is mishay shos ulmachza ulamayla, from 6.5 hours of the day and above. The samuch lemincha, and what does it mean? Close to, that's the time of mincha, shay shos machza. Close to mincha, haynu mitchilas shah shvis. That is from the beginning of the seventh hour. 6 full hours, Sheish Shoes, is the beginning of the 7th hour. Sheish Shoes Mechza is the 7th and a half hour. So Samach L'Mincha means from the beginning of the 7th hour, which means after 6 hours. So by the 6 hours are through, that's when the 7th, and that's called Samach L'Mincha, a half an hour before the time of Mincha. Even though you have a long time for Mincha, Gezeira, we still worry. There's a decree, Shema Yishaver Hazug Shel Saporim, that the scissors of the barbers might break. Achar Sheishchil Yistaper, after he begins to take the haircut, V'taver Enes HaTfilah, and the time for prayer of Mincha will pass. Koydim Sheitakenenu, prior to him being able to fix it. V'yashli Matis Poydes, and to finish the haircut. So we're afraid in this Mincha, so you can't, even though there's a long time. Likewise, V'lo Yikonis Lemerchas, person should not enter into the bathhouse. Again, also samuch l'mincha, within a half an hour before mincha, close to mincha, shemo yisalef, because he might faint. Bathhouses were very hot, and there was a whole procedure there, and therefore one should not go in before davi mincha. Also, v'loy lebursiki. Bursiki is a tannery. Mekoyim ibud ha'oiris. That's a place where they work the leather. The Dilma Chazi Peseda, you might see a loss. The Kilkul Ba'oiris is something getting ruined in the leather, in the skin. If you're not going to move them from the place, we sack them and fix them. And then he might continue in his work until the time of davening will pass. And not to eat, says the Bartanur, Afilu Besude Ketano. For mincha, even a small meal, shemo yumshach, he might extend besuda in the meal. V'loy l'din, and also not to judgment. Says the Bartanur, afilu b'gemar din, even the completion of the judgment. Shekvar shomu tainis baledinim, they already heard the arguments of the litigants. L'nishar aleihem, and only what's left for them is a lifsek adin b'levad, only to rule the halacha alone. So you still can't do it. Dilma chazu taima, because they might see a reasoning v'yisteru, and they will contradict masha yoreitzim lifsek, that what they wanted to rule v'chayzer liyischil zadin, and you'll come back to the beginning of the judgment. So even though it only seems that they're coming for a short while for the gemardin, we're afraid that they may change their mind and knock off what they ruled before and start again. V'im yischilu, and if they began v'chad mekol hani Damrinon, in one of all of these that we said, in Mafsikin, then you shouldn't interrupt. In any of these, you shouldn't interrupt. El Yigmer, but you should complete Ba'achagach Yispal, and then you should have. But Vahu, provided she eschews, B'yem Ligmer, Kayd Mashiach is Manatfilo, that there is time to finish before you pass the time of Damrin. So, what does it mean once they start? Vascholas hatispoides, the beginning of the haircut is Mashianich Mapoides shall support him by Birkov. When he places the Mapoides of the barbers between his laps, the Mapoides who are Sudar, that's the apron, Shemeshan Hamizgaleach, the Habirkov, the one who gets cut, his hair gets cut, he places on his lap, Kedesh Lipla Sar al Begodov, so that the hair should not fall on his hair. That's called the beginning of the haircut, so that he doesn't have to stop. Vascholas hamerchatz, what is the beginning of bathing? Mishiyifshid abedlegel somoch lebsori, once he removes the garment which is close to his body. V'izde amri, v'izde mefarshi, I'll explain, mishiyosir ha-sudr sha'olov, once he removes the sudr that's upon him, that's actually the upper garment. That's the first of removal of his garments. Vascholas habursiki, what's the beginning of the bursiki? Is Mashiachir ben Ksevav Hezbot Yisrael, that when he girds between his shoulders those gloves, K'tilis Asik Ba'edus, in order to occupy himself with the leather. Vascholas achila, the beginning of eating is Mashiachir Yodov, once he washes his hand. Vascholas haddin, the beginning of judgment, is Mashi's Atfa the Yonim Mitalisom, when the judges wrap themselves up with their taluses, Lashavis Ledin, to sit down for judgment, Be'emo Vira, with awe and with fear. Bimo Yumotov Miyeshim Bedin, And if they were already wrapped and they were sitting in judgment, and then another judgment comes close to mincha, so what is considered the beginning of that judgment? Because they didn't wrap themselves up now. Once the litigants open up with their arguments, then the Mishnah says, "Mafsikim lekrishma." You interrupt for krishma. Milsa achrit inaka. This is mentioning something different, other than the hemshach. It's not a continuation. And this is what he's saying. Chaveri ma'iskim b'toyrah. Sages who are occupied in learning, mafsikim toyrosim. They need to interrupt their study. The kriya shmat for the reading of shmat. This mana kavua because its time is set. Tiksiv. It says in Dvarim Vav b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. But vein lo vein mafsikin litfila. But they don't have to interrupt for davening. Shein lo zman kavua deraisa. For the Torah does not give it a set time. Loi shanu. This is not learned, but only elo. But only kigen reshim ben yechoy vechaveiriv. Like somebody of the stature reshim ben yechoy and his friends shterosum umnosum, that their crafts was their Torah study. Avol onu. But we hoyul veonu mafsikim toreisenu lumnosenu. We interrupt our learning for our crafts, kol shkishin asik b'tfilo, so how much more so for sure we should interrupt for prayer. Mishnah Gimel. Lo yetze achayit b'machtei somuch l'chasheicha. The tailor should not go out with his needle that is stuck in his garment close to dark. Shem yishkach v'yetze, because he might forget and he might take it out after dark also. V'lo yihalablavor, and also not the lablor, that's the scribe, should not go out bikul mosfei with his quill, with his pen. Velo yifala es kelov, and he should not clean out, remove the lice from his garments. Velo yikra leir haner, and should not read by the light of the candle. Be'emes amru, in truth, the Chachamim said, Chazan roye heichim tenekes koydin, that the chazan, the teacher of the children, can see from where the children should read, because that does not require concentration, and he can use that for the eraner. We'll see in the Bartanur. Avol hu lo yikra, but he should not read for them. That is prohibited. Kayoitza boy, a similar thing we say, lo yoichal hazov im hazova. A zav with a zava should not eat together, because you are getting them used to doing an avera. See the Bartanura. Says the Bartanura, Layetze achayit b'machtoi, the tailor should not go out with his needle. Afilu t'chuvu le'bebegdoi, even though it's stuck in his garment, shem o yishkach v'yetze, he might forget and go out with the needle at nighttime. V'umon derechum nosoi, and a craftsperson who carries something by the way he usually is crafts is chay, would be liable. Shadar chumun, because the nature and the way of the craftspeople to take from the godov to stick him to the garment kshiyetsu b'shuk when they go out to the street. So we say shama yishkach v'yetsu. So you shouldn't, because he might forget and go out mishetechshach once it is dark, and he'll be carrying on Shabbos. Halablor, that's a sefer, that's the scribe. Bikul Mosei with his pen, which is well, has tochu b'achuri oznav kederach hasoifrim, which is stuck on the back behind his ear as the way of the scribes. Shouldn't do that also. But lo yifale as kelov, one should not remove the lice from his garment. Targum bi'arti, the translation of the Hebrew word bi'arti is bi'arti hakodesh pilisi. Pilisi means to remove. There means removing the kodesh. So we see that the taich is yafla, is pilisi. Velo yikra leiraner, and also not to read in front of the light of a candle. Says the Bartanur b'sefer, in a book for a candle. Shema yata aner, because he might come to tilt the candle, the lamp. Lohav hashemen, to bring the oil of fi hapsila to the mouth of the wick, the sheet like yofa, should burn well. V'nimtza mavir b'shabbos, and it's going to turn out that he is making a fire on Shabbos. V'afilu ha yaner gavoy yishtayim v'sholosh koymes, even if the lamp was two or three stories high, lo'ilam osu liklis lo'ir aner, it is always prohibited to read by the light of the candle. Elim kein yesh imay odom achar l'shamrei, unless there is another person with him to guard him. or he is an important person, who is accustomed never to go ahead and fix the light by himself. So we don't worry that he's going to adjust it. So he says, the chazan is malama tenekes, that's the one who teaches the children. From where they should begin to read, we don't worry, we don't decree shema yata, that he might tilt it. And the children, however, are permitted to read in front of the teacher later near the light of the candle, because the fear of their teacher is upon them, and we don't worry that they're not going to go and move the lamp. But he, the teacher, should not read kol ha-parsha, the whole portion. Their fear is not upon him. Ushmirosam, and their guarding, lahavishmir, is not considered a guarding for him not to move the lamp. For this reason, there is also an opinion, the isha shemeres the bailo, that a woman who would want to watch her husband, ain't shmirosa shmira, her guard would not be a guard, because her fear is not upon him. And therefore, that doesn't help. Similar situation, lasis hachok min harveda, to make a distance from a sin. Amru, the sage says, leyechal azov im ishto izova, a man who is azov should not eat with his wife who is azov, of afapishish named tamei, even though they're both tamei. If nehergil aveda, because getting used to an aveda, shabtoich shem isyachdim, cause they are together, yovel livel zova shibikoris, you'll come to have cohabit with a zova, which is koris. The zova is zova, little busa noket. And why is he speaking specifically of zova zova? Shakatash mishkoshalem, because the relationship is difficult for them. Vikala meimar, and you can say, the vadali avoid the gadal aveda. But for sure, they're not going to come to a getting used to the aveda. Filachal yechal zum, so still they should not eat one with another. Mishnah Dalet, ve'elu min ha'halochas. These are from the halochas she'omru, that they said ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Gurion, in the attic of Chananya, the son of Chizkiah, the son of Gurion. She'olu levakeh, when the sage went up to investigate how, or to see how he was doing, Nimnu, they counted themselves with Ravu b'Shamay b'Hillel, and the students of Shammai were more than the students of Hillel. Ushmoine Osir Dvorim Gozru Boyvayoim, and 18 things they decreed on that day. Bartanura, Mishnah Dalet, the Elum Halochas, these from the Halochas that we learned of Ein Poilin, that you're not allowed to remove the lice. Ve'en koinim lo iraner, and that you're not allowed to read by the light of the candle. The tanan b'masnisin that they learned in, we learned in the previous Mishnah, are from the halachas that they learned the baliyas Chananya ben Chizkiah in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiah. Shebikshu chachomim lignoiz sefer Yechezkel. The sages wanted to hide, to make it unavailable, the book of Yechezkel, because the words of Yechezkel seem to be contradicting the words of the Torah. For example, he says all carcasses and trefa, an animal that can't live, from the bird of the animal, the kohanim shouldn't eat. Yechezkel mem dalet. So the understanding is, kohanim udalei achli, kohanim can't eat ho Yisrael achli, but yidden, who are not kohanim, general Jews, could eat. Okay, going, and for example, it says, v'chein tase b'shiva b'chodesh, so you shall do on the seventh day of the month, in Yechezkel, Perek Mamei. Heichen nirmas kohanim zeh b'toyra, where do we find a hint for this sacrifice in the Torah? So v'nit mechananye ben cheskia b'aliyah, so Chananya ben Chizkiah hid himself, and he stayed in the attic. V'yoshav shom, he sat there. U'pirish sefer Yechezkel, and he interpreted, he explained, he expounded the book of Yechezkel. V'yudchaz dvorim gozru be'v'yem. There was 18 things that they decreed in that day. Shenechleku b'sham v'silo. There was disagreements in the 18 things between b'sham v'silo. So they stood up for account. The Rabbu Beis Shammai, so the Beis Shammai were more in number, and once they count, Oposka Kemaisim, and they ruled like them, Kidiksiv, as it says in Shemeshchot Gimelach and Rabin Lahatis, to follow after the majority. All these 18 things are brought down in the Gemara. These are they. The following are they. One who eats a food who is the first level of Tuma, or a second to Tuma, he eats that. They decreed that the body of the person should become a second to Tuma. He would disqualify the Truma by touching it. Shesheni, for the rule is that a second level of Tuma poisul bitruma. That disqualifies Truma. Hare elu shtei gezeiris. So these are two decrees. Oichel, oichel rishon, one who eats, a oichel who is a rishon l'tuma. V'oichel sheni, and one who eats a second tum. V'ashois mashkim tumeim, and one who drinks liquid that has become tume. Nasagam kishen l'tuma also becomes a second v'tuma. Upois l'satruma, and he would disqualify the truma. Haregimu. So that makes three. The time of the gozer bahani, and the reason that they decreed in these, the zimnan the ochil oichel tmei, because sometimes a person will eat food which is unclean, v'shodi mashke the truma bepumei, and then he will place a drink of truma in his mouth, v'yitsh oichel tmei and befiv, while the tomatik food is still in his mouth, uposiluhu, and he will disqualify the truma. V'zimnan the shosi mashke tmei, and sometimes he will drink mashkin which are not which are tummy defiled, and while they're still in his mouth, he will put food of truma which is toir in his mouth, and he will disqualify them. So they said that's why he's ashamed of the tuma, so he's not allowed to. Since he becomes ashamed of the tuma, so he can't use the truma, so he won't eat the truma. Or he won't drink the truma if he ate something which is stomach, because he has a status of a shein in the pasul. And then another next year, v'gazru alabor reishim v'ribay, that they decreed the one who comes with his head and majority of his body, la'achar shetavul b'yayim b'mayim sh'uvim, after he have immersed himself from his tuma, and that day, and then he goes with his head and majority of his body in drawn water. And also, Valtor Gomer, and somebody who's completely Tama Atoir, Shanafla al Reshe Gimel Lugim, that on his head there fell three Lugim of Mayim Shum of drawn water. Harehei, thus makes five now, because Zedas, that makes five Zedas, the time of the Gozer Tuma Lahani. And the reason that they decreed the Tuma on these, on the above, the Tame Odom, to defile the person, if she, how you toivim bimayim oris Ruchim. Because they would immerse themselves in cave waters that were smelly, and then they would put on themselves drawn water to remove the smell of the water. So they began and they made it permanent to say that people would mistakenly, they would claim that it's not the water of the caves, the well water that purified the person and make him clean, but it's the drawn water rather than make him clean. Amdu v'gozer aleihem tuma, so the chachamim stood up and they decreed that they should be tame, so that they, if you put in mayim sh'uvim, dilma also levituli toiras mikveh v'tavlu sh'uvim, because people will immerse themselves in a mikveh and they will nullify the laws of the mikveh, they'll immerse themselves in drawn water. So that's why they told you, they said that if after the mikveh you go into water shuvim, then you would actually become tummy. So people won't do it. So they'll stick with the real well water. Bagzera shishis, and the sixth decree, shiyu asaporim shel kisva hakodesh, that shasvorim, that the books of the holy books of the Tanakh. If they touch the truma, they will disqualify, make the truma possible. The maga, by touching it. Shabitchila, in the beginning, now, Shabitchila, how you matzni in oichlim the truma,
Eitz HaSefer Torah. In the beginning, people would hide truma food by a Sefer Torah. And the reason that they would do that, Amri, because they would say, Hai Kodesh, the truma is holy, Vahai Kodesh, and the Sefer Torah is holy. Kivon the Chazi, the Ka'osu, Svarim, the Dei Pseido. So the Chachamim saw that the Svarim were getting lost, they were getting ruined. Shach Borim, Amatsu, Neitz Aloichlim. For the mice that were common by the food, Hoyim Afsidin as a Svarim. They would destroy the Svarim of the Torah and Vimuksuvim. So Gozru, so they decreed that you are Svarim, that the Svarim, that I know Torah and Vimuksuvim, that is the Torah and Vimuksuvim, be Magon. If they touch the Truma, poisonous the Truma, they would disqualify the Truma. That way the Chachamim assured that the people are not going to place the Truma next to the Sefer. Vagzeira Hazayin, and the seventh decree, Gozru al Stam Yedayim, they decreed that hands, ordinary hands, shepesas a truma, that they would disqualify the truma. Vipnesha Yedayim Askoni is saying, because the hands are moving. Vinoigim b'besori b'mekoyim atunayfus, and it touches in his body, in the place of atunayfus. Ugnai le truma, it is embarrassing, it's the grain to the truma. Im yigabob yedayim zohomis. If he will touch it with hands that are dirty, and that would be disgusting on those who eat it. So, stam yedayim, if you just have your hands, you're disqualified the truma. Vagzeira agimol, aches, and the eighth decree, ha'ichlim shenitmu b'mashkin. Food that has become tamei with a liquid. Sh'oisen ha'mashkin, that mashkin, that liquid, nitmu machas yedayim. They were defiled because of the hands. Shenogu bahen koydim nitila. That they touched that liquid, that mashkin, before you washed them. So Gozer ala mashkin, they decreed that these mashkin sheyitamu as ha'ichlin. That they should be metame, defile, and make the ha'ichlin. That tome dike mashkin, that touches the ha'ichlin to make a tome. Shekol advorim ha'poislim as ha'truma. Because all items that will disqualify the truma, which is the gzeir of the yedayim, as we learned before, so they can also metamen as a mashkin li is tchila. They defile the liquid to make him a tchila, like an av gzeira, because that is a decree mishum mashkin aboyim machmas sheretz, because of the liquids that come because of the insect. The ashkham bahen we find by them sheim rishonim midereisim. They become rishain from the Torah, the mashkin of the sheretz become a rishain, and behind the gozer b'chol tumas mashkin li is tchila. So this that the chacham decreed that all defilement of mashkin it always becomes like a rishain. The lo gozer nami ba'ichel in gizela mishu ba'ichel by machas sheretz. How come they didn't decree also by food that all food should become Rishon Lutumah because of the Eichlin that come because of the Sheretz who are Rishon Lutumah? Hainu Taimed Achman Abonim Mashkin, the reason why the Chachamim were more stringent with liquid, Vishum Dalulin Lekabel Tumah, because they are likely to receive Tumah, Mashkin, Tzrichim Tikun Hechsher, they don't require a preparation to make them fit, Lavin Lekabelos Tumah, to make them to the level that they should receive tumah k'mo yoichlim, like food should tzrichim sinas mayim. They need to first have water lachshir makabel tumah to prepare them to become tumah. An oichel, if it doesn't have any water in it first, then that oichel does not makabel tumah. So since they're not so alulim makabel tumah, the chachamim did not make that gzeir. A gzeir hates, and the ninth decree is kelim shenitmu b'mashkim, that vessels that have become defiled through mashkin shenitmu amashkim b'sheretz, in which the liquid was Tomei B'sheretz, Shem Rishon L'Tumah, where they became the first level of Tumah, the Raisa. So the Kelim that were Nitma from those Mashkim, and the Kelim the Tamei, Odom V'Kelim, they cannot be Metamei, a person or vessel, Shem Odom V'Kelim V'Kabim Tumah, because an Odom, a person or vessel, cannot receive Tumah Elam Av HaTumah, only from the first level of Tumah. But not from a liquid that had become tam from a sheretz, which is a rishon l'tumah. So a rishon l'tumah can only metama eichlin a mashkin, but a rishon l'tumah cannot metama av a kelim. But Rabbanon gozer aleihem, and the Chachamim decreed sheyitamu kelim, that they should be metama kelim, that the mashkin should be metama kelim. Gezeira This is the kri mishum mashke the zov vezova, because of the liquid of a zov vezova shem roikei meimeraglov, which is the spit of the zov vezova and the meimeraglov. Shein avatuma, they are avatuma umetami kelim deraisa, and they do defile kelim deraisa. So this is what the chachamim decreed, that even the mashkin who is an avatuma, who is a rishon latuma, they too should be able to defile the kelim. Magzeirayu, the tenth decree was sheyu b'neis kusim, that the daughters of the kusim nidus marisosim, they should be treated as if they were nidus from the time of the crib. Kulaima miyom shenolda, from the day that she's born. Shetinekis basyema metama benida, a child of a day old would be metama benida. The kusim less le medrash that the kusim don't hold of this drasha that a tenekis basyema can be metama benida. V'chi chazin, and when they see dam nidus in my small le mefarshin lohu, they don't separate her. It goes with rabbanan the chomis said they're all nidus. Their own movables should bring the tuma ba'ovi hamardeya in the thickness of the mardeya. Who melamed habokar, that is the that holds the cows together. V'yeshba kefe tefach, the circumference has a tefach. Avlei ba'ovi tefach, but there is no thickness of the tefach. So that that level, that mardeya should pass the underneath the tumah. Although from the Torah there can be no tent less than a tefach, because the Rabbanon, the Chachamim decreed akol ha-metaltlin and all the movables sheyesh be-kefim tefach that have in their circumference a tefach shimroishon echad heil alamis, that if one end rests over a dead b'roishon echad alakeil, one end on the vessel. Mivin lohun tumas oyel, they bring to them the defilement of an oyel gezeira. This is a decree of to mishiyesh be'ovi tefach. One decree because of one who has in the thickness of tefach. She maybe is a tumah min atoira, that it brings the tumah from the Torah. A gezeira yud beis, and the 12th gezeira is haboitzer an novim, one who cuts off grapes the dorchem begas to press them in the press. Hamashka yetsim emishas bitzira, the liquid that goes on and out of them at the time that you're picking them, machshir lekabel tuma, prepares them to receive tuma. Ba'avu pishelach liibud, even though that it gets lost, v'lenichalein is not happy with it. Gzeira, we still decree this. We say it's tomei shem yivtzer bekupis mizufafis, that he might pick in buckets that are tarred, which contain the. liquid does nichle b'mashke yitzmen. Then he is happy with the liquid that goes out of them. Shadehin eloch liibud, that doesn't go lost. Umachshim in atoyre, and he prepares in the Torah. Vagzeira yud gimel, and the 13th decree she yugdoili truma. That what grows from truma should be truma. Vafilu bedova shezari kolo. Even in a matter whose seed is destroyed, going through kidneys like grain and beans, and so that it doesn't. It's not the same thing. It still should be talking. Later, there's a decree, Mishum. And if he picks them and he puts them in the buckets that are watard, then he is happy with the liquid that goes out of them. That doesn't get lost. That would make it prepared from the Torah. And the 13th decree, Shiyu Geduli Truma Truma. That the growth of truma should be truma. Vafil b'davar shezari kolo, even an item that seed is destroyed, going through of the kidneys like grain and beans. Gezeira, there's a decree mishum truma tumeya biyad koyin, because a tome dike truma in the hands of a koyin shasura ba'achila is prohibited in eating. Ubol zora, he's going to come to sow it in the ground. The gozer and the decree shetei bishmo marishin, that it should remain in its first name, but it truma tumeya, and it is tumeya. The chayshinim, because we worried the mamashiluhu azman zriya, that he might delay it and leave it till the time of sowing. Vasa lemichlam betumah, he'll come and eat it while it's done. Pagzeri yudal, the 14th decree is mishiach shalei baderech, one who got dark on the way. Naisin kiselev de kululim, he gives his wallet to a non-Jew, leital telena pachos pachos medal damas, but not to carry it less than 4 amas. Pagzeira tezvav vayudvav, in the 15th and 16th decree, in poilin, ben koyim leiraner, that you can't pick out the
a license, you can't read by the line of the candle. It not must listen. Learn the mission of Akzera Yudzayim. The something that is goes without piton shalav the gechov and the decree that the bread of the non-Jews val shmanam and under oil val yenam and under wine val b'nesem and the daughters mishum davarachar because the davarachar kolay mishum avet gechov before avet zora. Akzera Yudches the 18th decree goes without tinok of the gechov. The decree about a child who non-Jewish child she betama beziva. That he should defile with ziva, kedesh leitinik yisroel rogelatz leg mishkav zocher. So a Jewish child should not be accustomed to him for a male relationship. Mishnah Hey, v'shamai oimrim, v'shamai say, ein shedim diyoy. You cannot soak the diyoy. That's the coloring to make ink out of it. The samimonim, and you can't weigh, can't soak the spices. Also, they make dye out of it. The karshinim, and to soak karshinim to give it for an animal to eat. Elok kedeshi yeshuru mibodyoim, only that they should be able to be soaked fully from erev Shabbos during from the daytime before Shabbos comes in. But you're not allowed to let it soak during Shabbos. Besilah matirim, and besilah permit that if you put on top of the items, you put water on erev Shabbos, so then you can allow them to soak all Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, ein shoyrim diyoy. You don't soak diyoy. Diyoy is the samemonim. Those are the different herbs. That you make out of them the ink for writing. And also, and the samimonim, those are made letzeva for dye, for coloring. The karshinim, those are meichel behema, those are feed for the animal. The usual way is to soak them first in water. The koydin lahem ba'arvi karsana, in Arabic it's called karsana, ubelaz is called vitzish, v'savri b'shamay, and b'shamay is of the opinion, they hold, that odom muzar al shvisas kelim, a person is instructed to see to that also that his vessel rests, kimoy al shvisas behemtoy, just like his animal is supposed to rest, behind the timer, this is the reason, de'ein noisnim unun, I will learn in the next Mishnah, behind the time, and this is also the in Persian mitzvahs that we cannot put out these nets. B'neir hadolek b'Shabbos, and the candle that is lit, that stays lit on Shabbos, or g'day d'shal akira, and the pot which is on the fire, that b'Shabbos. So these are all the reasons for that halacha because it's Shvisas Kelim. Or g'day d'shal gabe kira the meidu b'hu b'shamay, and the with regards to the pot which is on top of the oven. Where Bishamai agrees that it's okay, I Shvisas Kelim. He's talking about the Machkir of Kurili Kelim, that he is giving up his ownership for the Kelim. Vishuvena Mitzuv al Shvisasam, so he's no longer instructed to see to it that they rest, and that's the scenario that Bishamai will agree that it's okay. Ubesilal Matirim, and Besilal permit Mishenitan Hamayim Mivayid Yoim. Once the water has been given from the daytime, from before Shabbos, even though they are soaked and going on Shabbos, the Sabri, because Bishamai hold al shvisas behem odom muzer, a person has been warned for the resting of his animal. These batzar balachayim, that there is pain for a living matter, a living thing, so the animal. Therefore, there is a instruction to let it rest, but not on resting of the vessels, where there is no tzar, there is no life there, so then that would be okay. Mishnah Vav, b'shamay emrim, b'shamay say, ein neistim einim shel pishtom l'toich hatanur, you cannot put in a oven, bundles of flax, on Erev Shabbos, elo kadei sheyavhilim b'yoyim, only if they can be heated up on before Shabbos, while it's still day, you're not allowed to place wool in a big pot before Shabbos. Only that he should have absorbed the dye in the wool before Shabbos, while it's still daytime.
Basil Matirin, and Basil say that it is permissible to place the flax on the oven on Erev Shabbos for nighttime, even though it's going to become heated up on Shabbos. And you're allowed to place the wool in a big pot before Shabbos, before night, even though it's going to end up being dyed on Shabbos. The only thing is, you have to remove the pot from the fire and to close it up with a cover and to paste it up with mortar, so not to open it up. B'shamay, I mean, B'shamay says in Pershim Mitzudis Chayev Oifes V'Dogim. You're not allowed to spread out to place the nets on before Shabbos to capture animals, birds, or fish. Only that they should be captured from Friday while it's still day. And Basil say that the net is permitted to stay so on all Shabbos, and doesn't matter if the animals will be captured on Shabbos. Says the Bartanura that the Shamais say that you don't place the unin shel pishton. Unin means, says the Bartanura, agudei shel pishton, bundles of flax, menupets, that has been combed, menoist betanur. You place them inside the oven, umislabnim, they whiten up. So the only way you can do it, only sheyavhilu. Yavhilu means sheyischamemu, they should heat up, sheyala bohem hahevel, so that the heat goes up in them from before Shabbos. Also, not the wool liyore into the big pot shel tzaboim of the one of the dyers. Look at this yichlitas ayin, only that the so that the wool should absorb yichlit atzeva mebeyoyim, should absorb the color from daytime. Ubesilal matirim, and besilal permit letitain letoichay mebeyoyim, to place it inside the pot while it's still daytime. And the wool will be absorbing all night. Basilo did not permit only if the pot is been removed from the fire. If there is a fire underneath the pot on Shabbos, also that's prohibited because of a worry we decree. We're afraid he might dig big cholim in the coals. Also, in addition, the pot needs to be closed, sealed, the tucha betit, and smeared with the mortar. Gzeira shemiyagis, because we worry that he might mix v'yapich bo b'Shabbos, and he'll turn it around on Shabbos. V'chayiv mishum v'vashel, and he will be liable for cooking on Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin. B'shamay emrim, b'shamay say that ein mechrim la'akum, you're not allowed to sell to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. Ve'ein toyanim imoy, and you're not allowed to help him load a load on his donkey before Shabbos. Ve'imakbim olov, and you're not allowed to put a load on the non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. Elokadish yagilim makom kodev, only that he should be able to reach where he's carrying the load in somewhere close by, so that he can come there and take off the load before it'll become nighttime, then you're allowed to. But if he comes there on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to help him to carry the load even on Erev Shabbos. Basil Matirin, and Basil will say that it's okay to give him to carry on Erev Shabbos, even though he will carry on Shabbos. But the main thing is, he is to leave the home of the Jew while it's still daytime. So the Matanura says, and the Shammai says, you can't sell to a non-Jew, and also you're not allowed to load with him al hachamoyer, on the donkey, v'loy magbihin olov, and also not to raise upon him masui, a load al kaseif, on his shoulder. The mirzi, because it appears, it seems like, it looks like as if he's helping him carry the load on Shabbos. And the only way you can do that, like the shegil, the makoim, that unless he can reach to the place, korif, to a close place. That means that the place that he wishes to carry to should be korif, close. So he should be able to reach it there during, while it's still daytime. Mishnah Ches, Bishamay Emrim, Bishamay said, Enesnim Eiser Eis La'abdon, you cannot give the skin to a tanner who is not Jewish to work it out on Erev Shabbos. L'keilim L'keivis Akum, and also not garments to a non-Jewish washer or cleaners who's going to clean and wash the stuff on Erev Shabbos. I look at this Yosim Reidyim, only that they should be able to be completed done on before Shabbos while it's still daytime. Ubekulam b'sila matinim Hashemesh. By all these things, b'sila permits to give it to the non-Jew Erev Shabbos before nighttime, before the sun sets, even if the non-Jew will do it on Shabbos. Says the Bartanura la abdon, to give the leather to an abdon. An abdon is ma'abed ha'ir, is the one who works out the skin, the tanner. Hillel, they agree, they permit patirim hashemesh, with the sun. While the sun is still on the ground, koydim shetishka, before it sets, they permit. Mishnah Tes, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Neigin hoyu beis abba, it was the custom in my father's home, shohoyu neishnim ke leilovin lekeves akum, they would give white garments to a non-Jewish cleaners to wash it. Shlosh yom koydim l'Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. Shovim elu ve'elu, b'shamim b'sila, both agree she'tonim koydim beis abad v'guli hagas, that you can place the beams, the boards, on the press of the olives and on the grapes Friday before nighttime, and to let it lie all Shabbos, so that the oil and the wine should be running from the grapes and the olives all Shabbos. Says the Bartanura that the clay loven, Rav Shimon Galil says that in my father's house they would give clay loven. Clay loven shul kosher l'chabbos, that it's difficult to wash. Tzorich shloshi yom, it requires 3 days. Umachmirin alatzman ki b'shamay, they would be stringent upon themselves like b'shamay. But the aloch is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The aloch is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Elo ki b'silel, but rather like b'silel shematirim min hashemesh, that they permit with while the sun is still there. B'shovin, and they're equal. B'shamayu b'silel are both the same. Shetoyinim es azeisim b'idyoim b'kodesh beis abad, that you load the olives from daytime in the under the beam of the pressing. How would they press them? La'achash tochna azeisim, after they grind the olives, toichen toinim aleim kodesh kvedim, they load on them heavy beams on the olives. V'mashkezov v'hoylich meilim kol haShabbos, and the liquid, the oil, runs and keeps on going by itself all Shabbos. The Mishnah says two things, that they both agree that you can load the kodesh beis habad, the beams of the beis habad, the gulei hagas. What is the gulei hagas? Gas is the where they press the grapes. Bad is where they press the olives. Hanach de kas kori agulin. Those that are in the by the wine press are called them circles. So you dafim ovim, because they were thick boards, asuim be eagle. They're made in a circle. And over here, b'shamay agrees to b'silel, mishum di namid ovid lu b'shabbos, because even if he did it on Shabbos itself, lekachiv chatos, there is no liability of a chatos. The ein neistim koida al gabi zaisim, because you don't place the beam on top of the olives at shetoychenan tchila b'dechaim, until you first grind them in the mill. B'chein b'anovin, likewise with the grapes, derech neistim b'regel, first you step on them with the foot, tchila first. So the even without the bean, the liquid, the juice goes out by itself. It doesn't go out as well as now. It's not considered like threshing, and that's why Bishamai would even permit, even Bishamai would permit in that case. Mishnah Yud, Ein Tzoylin, Bosor, Botzalubeya, you're not allowed to roast on Friday for Shabbos. Onion or eggs, meat, onion, eggs, only that it should be roasted on Friday while it is still daytime before it becomes Shabbos. You're not allowed to place bread in the oven to bake Friday before nighttime. Also not to put a piece of the dough on the coals to bake on Friday before Kapita or something like that, before night. I look at the shikun upanem, but you have only that the bread and the this other charora, they should be able to dry from the oven before Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says kedesh yikre matachtet shelo, so that the bottom side of the bread, which is pasted to the oven, should be dried before Shabbos. The shalshnim is a pesach betanrim chashicha, when erev Pesach is Friday. So you're allowed to leave the Korban Pesach in the oven Friday night for the night for Shabbos, and the Korban Pesach is roasted on Shabbos at night. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room that was always a fire over there, so the Kohanim should be able to warm themselves up. That room was called Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says that on Friday before night, close to Shabbos, you can give a fire underneath the wood, which is in the Beis HaMikdash. It should burn during Shabbos. And by ordinary person in his house, you get the gevulim outside the Beis HaMikdash, if he wants Friday before night to put on a fire, should burn on Shabbos, he must put on Friday that the majority of the wood should be burning before Shabbos comes in. But Rav Yehuda says, but b'chomim kol shu, that with coals it's sufficient that he just lights a little bit under, so then it will already burn on Shabbos. Says the Bartanura that you don't roast the meat, onion, and the egg, only shiyatsulu, so they should be roasted during the daytime, kimachel ben drusoi, as the food of the ben drusoi, which is vuhu shlish bishul, that's a third of the cooked, and that is already considered that it's fit for eating, v'sul leko lemigzer, and then we no longer have to make a decree, have to worry, shem yichat b'gecholim, that it might dig in the coals. Charora, what is the charora? Ugas retzofim. So kind of, I think it's like a cake of retzofim, something like a pita. Sheyikremu tchilas ha-pesach afiyah, tchilas afiyah osim kumekrum. The beginning of the baking, it becomes like a crust. Poneho, he says, Rav Lezer says, no, that's poneho means that's shem klapi avratanur. The crust that's towards the ear of the oven, and Rabbi Lezer says kidesh yikre matachten, that it should cross the bottom, amadubek lecheresh hatanur, that's pasted to the clay of the oven. Du nefet chila, that's baked first, koydim shekormo apronim sheklapi avir, before the cross of the face which is towards the ear, hatanur, ubochi sagi, and that is sufficient. In alochik Rabbi Lezer, it's not like Rabbi Lezer, we need that the pas should be the crust should be on the outside part of the bread. We'll do Mishnah Yud Aleph. We did before the Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph together. We'll do the Bartanur and Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishal Shulin Es HaPesach, that you can bring down the Pesach HaTanurim Shalohem, their ovens PM Lamat Lamailo, their opening was on the top. Merid Natzli L'Toicha, they would descend, bring down with a chain the roast inside it. Lachitoni mishalshilin. That's what it says mishalshilin. So im chashecha va'av agav de ba'alma in tzelin. Although that usually we don't roast. Kidamor noch, as we say here. Kidamor, as we said, hachashori here is permitted. The bnei chabur is rizinheim, because the people of the group are quick. U'matchra hadodi, they will remind each other. V'le'osu lachatoy b'gecholim, they won't come to dig in the coals. Ma'at, you can light the little fire a little bit. Ba'atzi shel maduris beis hamikdash, be'etzim, in the wood of the fire that burned in the beis hamikdash. We don't worry that the kohanim might come to make the fire bigger once it's dark. The kohanim zrizim, because the kohanim are zrizim and they're not going to come to do it. Beis hamikdash, lishka gedola, that was a large room.
Hoysa Ba'azora, that was in the courtyard, Shemasikim Bo Medura Tomit, that they constantly had a fire burning over there, and the Kohanim would warm up over there, because they would walk bare, they would walk barefoot on the floor of marble, and in the other places outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. So a person needs to make his fire burn from the daytime, so that the fire should catch in majority. How much is the majority? So that the flame goes up by itself. It doesn't need any more for small splinters underneath it to make it burn, but it's already caught up. And Rabbi Yehuda says that also just any amount. Just like by the flame of the Beis HaMikdash Makalina, and the Beis HaMikdash Lekahanim, we are lenient for the Beis HaMikdash for the Kahanim. We came by Maduras Pachamim, likewise by a flame which is made from Pechem, from coals, Makalina Lechod, and we're lenient for all people. We don't have to have the fire catch on, Elokolshu, only a drop. Shein Darkali is covered by Leches, because it's not the usual for it to be a going out, and not going to come to dig in them. But locha ke Rav Yehuda, the locha is like Rav Yehuda, like a man de polagalei, because there is nobody disagreeing on him. This concludes the first chapter of Masechta Shabbos.